How do you put a price on something? For example, think of everything that you're currently wearing right now. Between your shoes, your coat, your shirt, your pants, everything. How much is your outfit worth? How about the cell phone that you have in your pocket? How much is that worth? Or think of everything in your dorm room or in your bedroom at home. If you take everything in that room and you add it all together, dollar amounts that is, how much is it worth? Almost every physical thing that you can own has some sort of price attached to it. Whether you bought it or it was given to you as a gift, someone had to pay money in order for you to call that your own. Almost everything is worth something. And that's the idea that we'll be considering for chapel this morning, the idea of worth and value. We'll do so by focusing on the words that the Apostle Paul wrote to the Christians in Philippi, chapter 3, verses 7 and 8. But what things were gained to me, these I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. So what were the things that Paul would have considered gain to him? Another way to think about that question is, what were the possible ways that Paul thought he could score brownie points with God? Now, just in the couple verses previous to verses 7 and 8 and 5 and 6, Paul says, he lays out a list of all those things, saying, circumcised the eighth day, of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. According to the Jewish way of thinking, the Apostle Paul had everything going for him. By blood, he was a member of God's chosen people, the people of Israel. As far as keeping the Jewish ceremonial laws, you couldn't find a more upstanding person than Paul. Paul's list of qualifications as a law-keeping Jewish man might sound a little like this for somebody like us. Born into a CLC family, went to Sunday school every single Sunday growing up, got confirmed, and now going to Emmanuel. Don't get me wrong, all of these things on this list are all well and good. Going to Sunday school as a kid, getting confirmed, being in Emmanuel are all good things, but they're not what really matters. And that's our problem sometimes, is that we want to take the family that we're born into, the physical, that is, lowercase c, church that we are a member of and raised in, or the high school or college that we go to now. We want to take those things and we want to show them to God, to show him how good we are. We want to take those things and we want to say that they're worth something in God's eyes. But none of those things really mean anything. What family you're born into doesn't make a bit of difference to God. The important thing isn't which lowercase c church you're a member of. As far as your salvation is concerned, it doesn't mean anything if you attend this high school or college, or as opposed to anywhere else. We know from Isaiah 64:6 that all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. Anything that we bring to God to try to show him how righteous we are, none of it is really worth anything. Now, if you try to think of the most worthless thing you can imagine, probably one of the best candidates is garbage. Garbage isn't worth anything. Actually, most people pay money to have someone else take their garbage away for them so they don't have to see it or look at it or even think about it. This This is what Paul thought about all of his credentials or his qualifications as a law-keeping Jew. Yet indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ. For Paul, he considered any sort of confidence that he could possibly have in himself for his eternal salvation to be garbage. All of those shining gold stars were garbage because he knew the value of Jesus. By the power of the Holy Spirit, Paul knew that he was the chief of sinners, as it says in 1 Timothy 1:15. He knew that trying to keep the law as he was best able wouldn't be able to cover up for the heap of garbage that was his sins. He knew, again, by the power of the Holy Spirit, that his salvation needed to come from somewhere outside of himself. And the only thing valuable enough to buy back his soul from eternal death was the death of Jesus. And every one of us can say the exact same thing. The only thing that we can bring before God are broken lives, full of sins. Anything we try to hold up to God as good from our lives isn't really worth anything at all. We can only bring God our filthy rags, our garbage. But because God loves us, he took away all of our sins and put them on his Son, Jesus. Every disgusting, filthy sin of ours was given to Jesus so that he could take it to the cross and pay for it with his holy, precious, valuable blood. Every sin, no matter how much it haunts you or how many times you keep going back to the same sin, every one of them was paid for by Jesus. In exchange for giving Jesus all of our sins, Jesus gives us his righteousness. We get to take his perfect life of no sins of any kind whatsoever and claim that perfect life as our life. Jesus' righteousness is what makes God the Father see us as his children, perfect and holy in his eyes like Jesus was. There is nothing in the entire world that is more valuable than that righteousness. And the incredible part is that God gives us that righteousness for free, without cost. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to give God anything. We don't have to do any certain amount of good works. Jesus' righteousness that he won on the cross for us is given to us as a free gift. And that's what grace is. The undeserved love and compassion that God freely gives to sinners like you and me. And that's why Paul was willing to say that he considered all things rubbish, trash, garbage. He knew that he had nothing good to offer God, but he knew what Jesus had given him and how valuable it was. He knew, just like we know from Scripture, that God's free salvation is the priceless gift that has paid for every one of our sins. May we always remember and keep in mind how valuable Jesus' sacrifice is. May it help us keep a proper perspective in our lives and keep our priorities straight in our day-to-day lives, focusing on the heavenly things instead of the earthly ones. And may it move us to tell the people in our lives about how precious and valuable our Savior is. Amen. This morning we'll be singing hymn 430, verses 1 and 8. Verses 1 and 8 of hymn 430.